Sorry to interrupt your work, but you're making a serious mistake.
Huh?
With reindeer, I mean. You're putting Prancer where Dasher should be. And Blitzen should always be on my right-hand side.
He should, huh?
Yes, and another thing. Donner's antlers have 4 points instead of 3. But I don't suppose anyone would notice that except me.
No, I don't suppose so. Say, who are you?
My name is Kringle. Chris Kringle.
It's the season to be jolly.
No. Not ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. La-la-la-la-la. Sing like this. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Try again.
Deck the hall with barahori.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's gonna find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy.
Don't piss me off, Art.
I am not working Christmas for no fucking money, Dennis. I'm not. I could be at home spending Christmas with my kids.
Your kids with your husband, Francie? Today in Denver?
Oh, fuck you very much for throwing that in my face.
Look, you can cry all you want, but you're still going on. You've been here long enough to know the goddamn drill. You want to work on the hot nights, you got to work on the cold.
Fuck it, Dennis. I'm not paying Bill Gerard a $100 stage rental fee so some old pervert can look at my twat on Christmas fucking Eve.
Go dance.
Tell you what, since it's Christmas Eve, stage rental's on the house.
Hi, Charlie. I didn't see you come in.
Hi.
You mean it?
Uh-huh.
Gee, thanks.
Since when are you a friend of the working girl?
It's Christmas, Dennis. It's God's birthday.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus here with a special reminder that Christmas is just around the corner. And it is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome cast in semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, located in the historic podcast district of Security, Colorado. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered with a special holiday music episode. And here's the host, Derek Knight, with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Santa's right. It is the holiday music episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight. I will be your humble host. It's a music show. We've all picked out some of our favorite holiday music, except for Colin, who's rolling his eyes, as per usual, because he's a spoil sport. A giant pansy. You know, you deserve Justin's theme song today.
Oh, oh,
you really do. Where is just there's Justin's theme song. How can
there's a reason. There is a reason. I have no favorite Christmas music.
For me, I forgot Christmas music, you don't play favorites.
Christmas music is a background hum.
Yeah, like this stuff. This is the Ventures version of Sleigh Ride, in case you were wondering.
So there's nothing that really I favor over any other Christmas music. It's just all...
Whatever. You know what? You're just
together
strange. That's all there is to it. So Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com will be here, but he will not contribute.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost as per usual.
You keep having me back.
I know! My sister Heather from Added Spam did the choosing for Colin.
I sure did.
By proxy. Jason and Felicia Ozant, I'm going to lump you together, from RedRumRadio.com, have chosen some music and will share with ye.
With ye.
With ye.
With ye.
This is when you
King
guys...
King James version, I
this
guess.
Is when you guys both say hi.
Hello. Hi.
And Ray Louie, who's going to bring his metal sensibilities to the podcast.
Two metals.
What's the other one? You brought three.
Non-metal.
The other one, it's just rock.
It's just rock. Yeah, just rock. Just don't 80, get excited. 80s it's rock. Just rock.
Heather will know.
Well, it should be fun anyway. We are going to share our holiday favorites with you, and then you can use this, minus the profanity, as your background for your holiday. Just put on the podcast and walk away, and everybody will have the happiest Christmas. Since, what was that line? I can't remember. Anyway, I am going to start off because I can. And I'm going to start off. You brought an Elvis song, but I'm going to play my favorite Elvis song now. But yours was actually a request, so I'm glad it's getting played, but it'll get played later on in the program. But I'm going to start the music with the best Elvis Christmas song. It was written by Lieber and Stoller, and it's Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Pretty stockings, turn off the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight.
Get your rock and roll Elvis Presley on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Santa Claus is back in town. Now, for me, that gets a ding. Colin is raising his hand.
I was just
the
saying that.
The spoil sport is raising his hand.
No, the good thing about that song is there's no mistaking what holiday it's for.
That's true. They went out of their way to let you know that it's Christmas. With a very little... It's like Christmas zombies. But
you should
love it.
You should love it. That should be your
favorite song.
I like it.
Consensus?
I mean, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Thumbs up.
I'll let you know if I hate a song that you play.
What's the king?
What? How can you not like Elvis?
I don't like Elvis.
You don't like Elvis?
Don't like
categorically?
See, I don't exactly blame her. I'm not an Elvis fan either. Really.
I don't.
But I can.
Wow. Remember when you said, can you bring her? Had I known. No, I'm kidding. Ray?
It's okay.
Oh, wow.
So that side of the room is
that side of the room is very anti-Elvis. So you have expressed a desire very enthusiastically to go next in the proceedings, so why don't you?
Okay. Would you like me to tell you what the song is?
Boy, that would help.
That what you
Weren't
want?
You a DJ at one point in your life?
Way, way back when. No, I don't know who this is. I can't remember. But it's off the album Christmas Through the Years.
And we had this on vinyl growing up.
That's yes, and it apparently was the only from. Christmas album we had.
Yeah, it was the soundtrack of our Christmas when we were kids.
And I still haven't found a Christmas album that's any better than this. But this one, I believe, closed outside too. And it was Carol of the Bells. And it's the coolest version of this I've ever heard.
Words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh,
What the hell? What the hell did you bring me here?
It
that
just ended. They ended with ding dong, ding dong. Oh, see?
So, okay, so it doesn't
it
close
doesn't,
outside
does
two.
Does not close outside two. I was mistaken.
Wow. Well, yeah. Nice choice.
Thanks. It was a good song. That's a great song.
Yeah, it's great. It gets a for me, Colin.
See, for me, that is what Christmas music is choir and bells. That's
It's the stuff that you can easily ignore.
Exactly.
It's background music. Yeah. Thank you.
Heather, obviously a ding. Jason.
Ding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See,
your opinion is made for
no,
you.
No, no. When I see the thumbs up, tell him what that means.
Way to go, asshole.
Yeah, so. Felicia?
Yes.
All right,
that's
Ray?
What Christmas is.
Very nice.
All right, so it's nice. So that's the, so that
so
is
just you.
That is the definition of Christmas then for you people.
No, I'm just saying that's for me when I think about Christmas music, that's what I think of is okay. Choirs and bells.
All right. Jason though.
Oh boy.
Jason has brought some music and he would like to share. Sure. So what are we playing?
We're going to play some Trans-Siberian Orchestra here. And don't ask me for the name. I don't know.
It's like Christmas Eve Sarajevo.
1984.
Yeah, Ray knows because Ray's a fan. And Ray was also debating the fact that I don't recognize Sabotage. But they exist.
No, the problem Sabotage.
I've seen them in concert twice. That, no, they exist.
That song came out. On Dead Winter Dead.
Right.
And that's what created Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm happy.
And I'm not, because what it did
is it took away from the main
sabotage.
Band.
Let's save this until the end of the song. Let's let Jason give us a bit of an intro.
All right, check it out. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra right here on the Son of Cheese.
Half Hour Power Hour.
That too.
At sonofcheese.com.
At Son of Cheese. We'll be right back.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra with the song that we don't really all know the name, but came out on Dead Winter Dead. Apparently it's Sabotage.
I will. Okay.
On the first day of Christmas.
Okay. Oops. The only reason.
Yeah.
The only reason.
Right.
That I argue that is better on the Dead Winter Dead album, because it is a concept album, and this song is part of the whole concept of the whole.
And the concept grew into the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Can't you just accept that?
It makes better sense when you listen to the whole album with the song versus just singling out this song on their album, on this Trans-Siberian Orchestra, or TSO.
Fine. Whatever. Anyway.
Screw you.
Gets a ding from me.
Oh, yeah.
Like it. Yes.
Obviously a ding from Jason, because it was his song.
I should say no just to be... No, but yes, I like it.
Okay.
Ding.
Ding. Because it's still a good song, regardless of its context. And seeing them live, if you haven't seen them live, it's phenomenal. And that was the song, like Heather said, that my mom took me to the car to listen to. She had bought tickets and wanted to convince me to go. And so she played that song and said, "Now imagine guys in tuxedos with big guitars." That sold me.
Hell yeah.
So, Felicia's turn.
Well,
what did you bring? What are we playing first?
12 Days of Christmas by Relient K, which ironically, 12 Days of Christmas is probably my least favorite Christmas song.
It's a bit repetitive and a giant pain in the ass because who buys calling birds anymore?
Okay, but there's something, the song always makes me smile just because it's really, I don't know. I just like this song. It's the only 12 Days of Christmas version I like.
And it's by Relient K.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three grand shanks, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three grand shanks, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, and a partridge in a pear tree. What's a partridge and what's a pear tree? Well, I don't know, so please don't ask me.
cute. That was Reliant K on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Holiday Music Edition. I liked it. So, good choice. It'll get a ding from me, Colin.
Yeah, that's definitely not one of my favorite songs either, but faster is better.
Faster is better when you're talking about that.
Get it over with.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Obviously, you get it.
Of course.
Give it a ding.
I like it.
Ray liked it.
See, I picked a good one.
You did. Congrats. Wait, where's the... Do I have like a happy... So, yeah, like...
Yay!
Okay.
It's my brownie button.
So there's that. Ray. Ray brought some... Actually brought some good stuff. What do you want to play first?
Let's start with the Honeymoon Suite one.
Okay.
I Believe in Father Christmas.
Yeah. And why don't you give us a little backstory on this choice?
Well, most of the people know... I Believe in Father Christmas by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Emerson and Palmer.
Okay. Thank you, Derek.
Speaking of Ray. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Okay, they're big in the 70s.
You should know this song if you know popular Christmas tunes.
Okay. And that's it? Not going to give us an intro?
Okay, this is a...
Talk it up, man!
Okay, I Believe in Father Christmas by Honeymoon Suite.
By what?
Honeymoon Suite.
Thank you.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A pail of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story that I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him through his disguise. Christmas, I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, for Christmas we get, we deserve.
Well, that was a sweet little song.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're like an onion, the many layers of Ray.
It's a Canadian band.
Is it? Well, did they? Well, I didn't notice. Did they say anything wrong?
Did they say anything wrong?
They have
wrong.
A different Thanksgiving. Did you know that?
Yes, they do.
That's weird. Colin?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I liked it.
I liked it.
Started with the thumbs up
Will
panic.
You quit answering for him?
Well, no, he gave a thumbs up.
Right.
Actually, he gave a thumb sideways. I don't know. Was that like, this was Kill and this was Let Live? I can't remember. I can never remember.
This was Hang Loose.
Hang Loose, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
Really?
Really?
Well, now you have to say why.
Because I don't like 70s music.
Well, but this is an updated version.
It still sounds enough 70s.
She doesn't like Elvis. She doesn't like 70s music.
70s music. And you like it.
Oh, I like it.
I'm actually going to ding that.
Wow, thank you.
Well, I pre-listened to the ones you sent over, and I liked them. But it's my turn, and I'm going to go with one of my favorite Christmas songs, and it is Clyde Lazely and the Cadillac Baby Specials, Santa Claus Came Home Drunk Last Night.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I left to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid-Spring Valley, where the crab tree grow. But old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him by the muffles. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way with the Johnny Walkers, he sees some of the old cornfield. He hollered Johnny Walkers and bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to Grenada Club and get me a chaser. Come back and kill an old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace to the old teacher with the red bud. He'd tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of much of stock was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and empty in the Green River. When a rum got after him, chasing down 76, up 51, through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Nice out in old California port, Mr. R.W. Harper, and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon gin.
Hey!
Hey!
It still had like 10 seconds left on it, so apparently that's just 10 seconds of silence. Clyde Lazely and the Cadillac Baby Specials. That Santa Came Home Drunk. Now, you could turn that into a drinking game. You would be dead of alcohol poisoning by minute 12. Just all the stuffy names. Colin?
I didn't really care for it. I'm sorry.
Eh.
What?
Santa drunk? I don't know, man.
Oh, you.
Okay. Middle of the road.
That's a ding.
No.
Yeah, I figured
not
you'd
my
hate
style.
It. You. Oh, what, Ray? I'm just going to give a ding like that because I can, and I'm going to keep dinging. And Heather, it's your turn.
Okay, we're going to do some more Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
I think this is off the Lost Christmas Eve.
Lost Christmas Eve. And for people who have been paying attention to the YouTubes in the last few years, this is the song that guy timed his house lights to.
Yes, yes, that has, yeah, that really fancy light show.
Yeah.
But this is Wizards in Winter by TSO.
We'll be right back.
Blizzards in Winter by your Trans-Siberian Orchestra on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Holiday music episode. That was Heather's choice. From me, that always will get a ding. Colin?
I like it.
You like it.
Ding for me.
Yeah, you always. Well, yeah. No, I hate it. I chose it, but I hate it. I chose it to punish you. Jason?
Ding.
Always a ding. Ding.
Was that a Freudian slip right there?
What? No, what? You, I did? You did? I flipped you off?
You kind of did.
That's horrifying. Ray.
I enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it. Yeah, it's a great song. It's peppy. It's if there's any peppy songs that they've done,
can picture the hair flailing.
No. But yeah, and seeing them live, and we were talking about that while the song was going. Ray said he didn't like seeing them live. Now we've heard they have two different touring groups, one east, one west, and I like the guy. There's certain I could really do without the story part of the whole
agree.
Thing. That gets tedious, but the music is great. Seeing them live is great. Ray said you said you didn't like seeing them live so much.
Not so much.
But I just love live performance.
Well, then I don't like War Arena.
Okay. Well, World Arena's acoustics, as I found out when I worked for the Gold Kings, are terrifyingly bad. And but still, see, it's really awesome.
The flame.
Yes, it's just cool. So, Jason, it's your turn again.
Well, the last one I got left is Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
Stevie Nicks?
I like
this. Stevie Nicks doing Silent Night.
Did you choose this just to punish your wife because she hates 70s music?
I just like Stevie Nicks. I love her.
Yes.
I love her voice.
Stevie Nicks. Silent. Stevie
doing,
Nicks?
Stevie Nicks doing Stevie. Silent Night.
This is good.
But
Jason, I have to say, your choice brought me to tears.
Good painful tears? Ones, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, I was going to lie and say it was moving, and God, it was like 3 minutes longer than it should have been. I can't stand Stevie Nicks' voice. She sounds like she's effing drunk. I just, ew. And everybody's giving me the evil eye, the dagger eyes. So. Colin.
No, I didn't like it really.
Yeah!
But I don't really like Silent Night.
Usually I'm not psyched that you're with me, but yeah. Okay, Heather, I know you loved it.
Well, I love Stevie Nicks, but that's not my favorite song, so I'm kind of in the middle.
Oh, you're
there.
So you like it.
Yeah,
kind of. And, well, obviously it was your choice. don't you roll your eyes. Don't you roll your eyes. You can be proud of it. You can own it.
I own it.
Yeah. And you like that?
Personally, no.
Jesus!
But the only reason why I like Silent Night, but I don't like Stevie Nicks singing it.
Nice, you?
I like it.
You liked it? I figured everybody was going to be with you on that.
No.
I thought I was going to just...
It was too long.
I was just a That's dick, but was, apparently...
Yeah, it did it was just too string long. Out the...
I will admit that too, yeah. When it was just too long. Kept going.
It did go a little long.
Well, and now we're on to Felicia and your last choice, and I like, you know, point out to the folks... That you're not Mormon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're not Mormon.
You're not
I, the
Mormon.
Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Oh, come all ye faithful. But I am not Mormon.
Yeah.
So Mormons don't drink alcohol, they don't drink caffeine, they don't gamble, so apparently that's how they have all the time to learn how to sing real good. They went to the I Sing Real Good school of singing. So I would have to give it a ding for impressiveness and the buzz for just being Mormon.
Okay, I agree with that one, though.
So good choice.
On a half.
Well, yeah, it's impressive. I mean, the
big old fat pipe organ going on in that
thing.
It is. It's awesome.
It is. I mean, and I can. You know what? I would probably appreciate that way more live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin,
I'm not big on the choir songs, to be honest.
I liked it. Good choice of song.
Oh, of course it did.
You're just gonna say that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin's not here with a video camera. That doesn't translate, and she's not even looking at you. So that's perfect. No. And so you like that because you picked it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not Mormon. Right?
You're not Mormon.
I'm going to have to give a thumbs down.
Ooh.
Now
you have to tell us why.
Just because it's traditional Christmas music.
And you're a non-traditional kind of fella.
Heard it just too many times.
Just background. It feels backgroundy, and it's not really anything special. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow, nothing special.
You just have to crank up the volume, and then it is.
Speaking of special, it's your turn, Ray.
Okay. Everyone knows White Christmas.
Everybody.
Yes.
And everybody.
That was one movie we always watch.
And this will probably be your last selection. Okay. So you're going with White Christmas.
Let's go with the other one then.
Okay. Well, everybody knows White Christmas, so fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. So let's go with the other one.
The late, great Ronnie James
yes.
Dio?
Rest in peace.
And the song is called?
God? What's it? I can't remember the name, actually.
Let me take over for you.
Yes, please.
Ronnie James Dio and others, according to YouTube's, my iTunes, U-tunes. God rest ye, God rest ye, merry gentlemen.
Actually.
Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, we'll be right back.
Well, I liked it. But I kind of like that. I like when there's heavy guitar and drums and a traditional song made completely non-traditional. So that gets the big ding from me. Colin? Colin's already rolling his eyes, and he's got that smirk that says, I didn't like it.
It doesn't say that.
What's the smirk say?
Yeah, there's too much of a conflict there for the message and the tone, I think. For me.
Okay.
I like
Heather?
It.
Heather? Yeah, you liked it.
I'm going to have to say I like the more traditionalistic version better.
But you're Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com.
It's kind of hard to think of Ronnie James Dio singing about, you know, remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas. Wow.
So you're saying
it's conflict. It's conflict.
It is
wow.
Conflict, but I liked it.
There you go. And Ray obviously liked it.
Yes.
I'm going to send it over to Heather, and we're going to play one more, and then I'm going to close it out.
Okay.
And we have to play, because it was requested by listener.
Oh, well, see?
We have to play
Elvis. I've got listeners back
Elvis.
Picking this one.
You do. And so why don't you give us a little intro?
All right. To me, this is the best Elvis Christmas song. This is Blue Christmas.
So blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be as handy.
King of Rock and Roll, baby, Elvis Presley. He's going to have a blue Christmas. And that is a good song. Although I prefer the Leon Redbone version, but just on principle, because it's Elvis and because some people in the room don't like Elvis, I'm giving it the ding. Colin?
Yeah.
Curmudgeon
yeah, I mean,
Colin?
That's every year thing.
Oh, big, big ding.
Ding.
No.
No.
Ding.
A little ding, but it's a ding nonetheless. So thank you guys for sticking with us on this holiday music episode. The music shows, I know they're hard to listen to, probably. It's probably, I mean, they're long. There's a lot of music, and it might not be music that listener cares for. But you know what? It's fun!
But listener got Blue Christmas.
Listener got Blue Christmas. Woo. And that's why Blue Christmas was played so late, to keep listeners stuck around. But we're going to close the show with the best possible version of Please Come Home for Christmas. Now, if you've listened to the radio in the last 30 years, you've heard the Eagles version. And I'm sorry. Any Eagles fans in the room? I hate them.
Come sit.
They are the worst thing that has ever happened to music. Oh. And their version of Please Come Home for Christmas is an abomination.
So which one are you playing?
The Charles Brown version. The classic version by Charles Brown is how we'll close the show. The holiday music episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Please Come Home for Christmas by Charles Brown.
Bells will be ringing. The gladly knew. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend to wish me greeting once again. Pride will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, it's Christmas time, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Christmas.